Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid promised to bring up comprehensive cybersecurity legislation early in 2012. Last year, there were more than 50 bills introduced in Congress, but they received little attention. With the payroll tax cut extension debate, the 2013 budget request, and other priorities, cybersecurity could once again have trouble pushing toward the top of the lawmakers' to-do list. Jacob Olcott is a former counsel for the chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, Senator Jay Rockefeller, and now a principal with Good Harbor Consulting. He joins us to lay down some odds on Congress updating the cyber laws. Mr. Olcott, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, let's start with some basics. Senator Reid brought up the wants to bring up the comprehensive cyber bill early. Is it going to happen? What do you think? What's your odds?
As you mentioned, I mean, this is cyber is definitely one of a number of different priorities out there. But I don't think that there's any question that Senator Reid is going to bring it up on the floor early this year. Cyber risk is one of the key emerging national and economic security issues of our time. Executive and legislative leaders clearly recognize the importance of the issue, and while it's taken a little bit of time to get us to this spot, I think Senator Reid is going to bring it up here in the next couple months.
Now, last year, Senator Reid had the various components that all had their own bill try to craft a single comprehensive bill. Does that exist, and is it ready to introduce as a single bill?
So the comprehensive bill is still being negotiated and worked on as we speak. Recently, over the last several weeks, staffers have been circulating drafts of that bill for comment from the public and private sectors. So I think that that bill is slowly taking shape. As I said, it did take a bit of time to get together. But again, this is one of these very complicated and complex issues that takes a long period of time to reach out and get the best policies put forward. So that's what those folks are doing right now.
So what fundamentally does this bill do? What problems does it address, and who does it give responsibility to for those problems?
So the bill tackles a number of different issues. I mean, the primary focus for the Senate comprehensive bill is building an organizational structure in the federal government to deal with cybersecurity. And so it tackles a number of different things, whether it's the Federal Information Security Management Act, roles and responsibilities of the Department of Homeland Security vis-a-vis other agencies, information sharing, research and development issues, and the $100,000 question, which is what to do about critical infrastructure. This has been a debate for a number of years about what would happen if something catastrophic were to happen to pieces of critical infrastructure, whether it's the electric grid, chemical facilities, things like that. What the Senate's comprehensive bill today does is establish certain metrics for those folks to follow, and in some cases provides DHS with certain regulatory authorities.
How close is this bill that is being drafted, that's being passed around Congress, to the White House proposal that came out last summer?
So as you mentioned earlier in the segment, there are a number of different pieces of legislation out there. I would say that the Senate bill most closely follows the administration's proposal. There are some differences, but by and large, fundamentally similar approaches to the problem. On the House side of things, the approach in the House has been to divide things up in a number of different committees, and so you have members taking a look at different pieces of legislation there, not necessarily fundamentally different from the approach that the administration or the Senate is taking, just a different way of looking at things and in bringing things to the fore.
We're speaking with Jacob Olcott. He is a principal with Good Harbor Consulting and former counsel for chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, Jay Rockefeller. Now, does this bill have the flavor of the Rockefeller version, which favored Commerce Department as kind of leading the federal efforts, or does it have more the flavor of the Lieberman bill from Homeland Security Committee that has a more Homeland Security Department flavor?
So the recognition today is that, you know, the Department of Homeland Security certainly has has had and will continue to have a lead role in dealing with pieces of critical infrastructure. These are the systems and assets that are most important to the United States, and if destroyed or disrupted would cause catastrophic damage to national economic security. That's always been a role of the Department of Homeland Security, and the merged comprehensive bill will clarify those authorities. However, there's a completely different side of things. As you know, and many of your listeners know, the loss of intellectual property through cyber theft has been a major issue for the United States over the last several years. And some of those things don't necessarily involve critical infrastructure. They involve trade secrets, intellectual property, and things like that. That's not necessarily housed within a piece of critical infrastructure. Those are issues that that DHS, along with other agencies, really need to be taking a closer look at. And so the legislation, I think it's appropriate to say that it sort of reflects the best ideas of both the Rockefeller and Lieberman-Collins bills.
So we know that the current comprehensive bill is in draft, but the previous bills have been out for quite a while. Have you seen any scoring from the Congressional Budget Office in terms of cost or the impact across the budget?
I haven't seen a score of the latest draft bill. No.
And the other thing that you talked about a little bit was the idea of liability within vendors and how they and critical infrastructure. Is that the biggest area of if you will, disagreement?
I think that there are a few outstanding areas where folks disagree. Certainly on the general idea about critical infrastructure regulation, there are differences of opinion. There are differences of opinion about the roles and responsibilities of DHS to regulate certain pieces of infrastructure. There are a number of first party regulators that already do already regulate some areas, and so there's a bit of discussion going on about that. But liability is definitely one of those areas that will be resolved as bills move closer to the floor.
Jacob Olcott is former counsel for chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, Senator Jay Rockefeller, now a principal with Good Harbor Consulting. Thank you very much for that update.